Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Today's lesson is titled, The Value of Remembering Names. Have you ever met someone for the first time who hardly looked you in the eyes, said the standard nice to meet you greeting without any authenticity behind their words, and couldn't remember your name 5 seconds later? What impression did this person make on you? Would it have required any more time or effort to make eye contact, to offer a genuine smile and give you a friendly greeting such as, "It's nice to meet you, Bob"? The answer is obviously no, but the first impressions created by the two greetings would be as different as night and day. In Dale Carnegie's timeless book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, he wrote, "If you want to win friends, make it a point to remember them. If you remember my name, you pay me a subtle compliment. You indicate that I've made an impression on you. Remember my name, and you add to my feeling of importance." When you greet people, regardless if it's the first time or the 10th time, make it a point of saying their name in your initial conversation. For example, "It's a pleasure to meet you, Sharon," or, "Jim, it's great to see you again." And then when the conversation concludes, use their name again, such as, "Jim, I really enjoyed our time together," or, "Sharon, it was a real pleasure getting to know you." Remembering someone's name is a difficult skill to master, but if you make it part of your daily routine, you will stand out from the crowd in your personal and business relationships. Ron White, memory expert and sales trainer, recommends that you create images for people's names because people remember faces and not names. For example, Tom equals Tomcat. Steve equals Stove. Ron is the 2009 United States Memory Champion. He holds the record for the most digits memorized in 5 minutes, which was 167 consecutive digits, and he holds the record as the fastest person to memorize a deck of cards in 1 minute and 27 seconds. To learn more about Ron's memory techniques, you can visit his site at ronwhitetraining.com. Here are my top tips for remembering people's names. First, make it a priority to remember people's names. The only way you'll be consistent is if remembering people's names is important to you. My second tip, make it a habit of repeating people's names when meeting them for the first time. If you will make this a routine, you'll be forced to pay attention to their names when they're introduced to you. My third tip, upon hearing the name, repeat it to yourself several times, then use it throughout the conversation, including the farewell. My fourth tip, try to think of someone else with the same name. As I repeat people's names in my mind, I try to think of someone else with the same name and then try to make a connection between the two people. My fifth tip, when meeting people over the phone, I immediately write down their name and make sure I use it throughout the conversation. And then my last tip, if you don't understand the pronunciation of someone's name, kindly ask the person to repeat it. If you still don't understand, ask how it is spelled and then try to say it. People with hard-to-pronounce names are accustomed to people mispronouncing them and will appreciate those who show an interest in getting it right. Here's my challenge to you. Start today to be intentional about remembering people's names. Use all the tips I've outlined, but start with the easiest one. Repeat the name at the beginning of the conversation and again at the end. This one little thing will make a big impression on people. If you have any follow-up thoughts, ideas, or tips about remembering names, please share them in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, you can achieve anything in life that's important to you if you will focus on the little things that matter.